Welcome to Focus on the Community, a weekly program that focuses on issues and events in our community.
Well, welcome to another Focus on the Community. I'm Frank Roche, being joined this week with Tim Maniscalco from the Better Business Bureau of Indiana. Tim, how you doing?
Fantastic. How about yourself, Frank?
Not too bad. How's things with the BBB now that the holidays are over? Has the con artists, have they all gone away? Have they stopped trying to scam us out of our money since the holidays are done?
I wish I could say that they did, but they are unfortunately alive and well and continuing to do their nefarious activities. So we're still in business. Let's just put it that way.
You know, it used to be the Better Business Bureau was just about pretty much reviews of different providers of services or whatever out there. But now you guys are really kind of like a big scam watcher anymore. I mean, you've got that scam tracker on your website. That's got to be probably the biggest thing that you guys do nowadays.
Yeah, it is a very significant part of our activities. And unfortunately, what we're finding out about scams in general is that, number one, most of them now are perpetrated on the internet. Number two, most of them originate outside the country, and they are organized by people who, really have decided to get into the scam business. They're very well organized, very well funded. So it's really big business now. It's not necessarily the guy that comes knocking on your door. It is someone in another country that has the means and the know-how to really scam you in very tricky ways on the internet. So that's what we're finding out about scams.
And not that I'm encouraging anybody to do this, trying to put any ideas in anybody's head, but you don't have to be all that smart or have all that much when it comes to resources in order to pull off a scam anymore. I mean, nowadays it's pretty much if you've got a computer and an email address, you're pretty much in business, I guess.
Yeah, you're right. And then here's the other part of that is you don't have to have that many people fall for it in order to make it profitable. You know, if you send out an email to 10,000 people and you've got just a couple of them that fall for it, you've probably made money. So even just, you know, a 1% success rate and you could probably be very, very rich and very, very successful. So, you know, it's very cheap to do. And you don't have to have that many people fall for it in order to make money on it. So, yeah, it's an interesting business model, so to speak, that these people have come on.
Now, that's a way I've not ever heard it described before as a business model. And I guess
I tell you, Frank, I hate to say it that way, but they have decided to get into the scam business, and it's unfortunately lucrative for a lot of the reasons that you just described. There's not a huge upfront cost. They can do it very, very cheaply, and all they need is a small success rate, and they made money on it.
And your likelihood of actually ever getting caught, and if you do get caught, anything bad actually happening to you is pretty rare, because the folks that do this stuff, like you said, they're either overseas, but they're so well hidden that they rarely, if ever, get caught. So, you know, it's there's very little risk involved for them.
Yeah, and then the other thing we're finding is in a lot of the countries, their governments are not really all that interested in catching them because they look at this as income coming into their economy. So they aren't necessarily cooperative with, international authorities or people in the law enforcement business. So, you know, if no one in your country is really interested in catching you, you're probably not going to get caught.
And most of those countries have very little to begin with. They're usually poorer countries that don't have a lot of income. So anything coming in is a positive for them, I guess. You know, as we talk about scams and that kind of stuff, for those that are a little bit smarter when it comes to pulling off scams, you know, malware in email is a real big problem. And if you get an email from Netflix, that's kind of the latest scam going on out there, isn't it?
Yeah. Here's what the Netflix scam is. They're going to tell you that you need to update your account, that there's something wrong with the billing on your account. They're going to have a link there that they want you to click on. And that is just simply a way for them to get inside your computer, to take you somewhere where you don't want to go. there are so many Netflix users now that, you know, people don't want to lose that service if they've got a TV show or a movie or something that they want to see. So a lot of people are falling for this. A couple of things about that email that are red flags that you need to look out for. Number one, the email contains an international phone number. So if you see that, once again, be very, very suspicious of that. It's generic in nature. It doesn't say your name, doesn't say your account number. It just says, you know, your account needs to be updated. We are having some billing problems. So there's no specific reference to your account or your name. There are a lot of grammatical errors and spelling errors because this does originate outside the country. If you read it, it's not how you and I would talk or communicate or write something. So when you read it, it's like, boy, that person doesn't use the English language like we do. And obviously there's a link there. So if you see that, don't click on it. If you think there's some problem with your Netflix account, go directly to Netflix. You can go to their website directly or call them directly. But don't click on that link. That's going to take you somewhere where you don't want to go.
Well, you know what gets me is the fact that these folks, they're obviously making money. That's why they do these things. You'd think they could find some unemployed person in some back alley in some city here somewhere that had a little bit better command of the English language. You know, I mean, it's just, yeah, you know, because I've gotten some of this stuff before. It's kind of like, really, people? I mean, come on. Oh, well, anyway.
Yeah, well, you know, but once again, they're successful enough that enough people fall for it. But no, you're right. You'd think they would have a, you know, somebody that knows something about English that could help out with their website. But
well, you'd think
they don't.
You would think even Google Translate would do a better job than what they're doing. But well, I don't know. I guess it's one thing to look for. You know, as long as they're putting out, you know, stuff like that, it makes it easier to spot, I guess. Hey, when we talk about scams and that kind of thing. Surprise charges and fake endorsements. We talked about faked endorsements one time before. It's been a few months ago now. But I guess the free trial offers and fake endorsements, this scam is still out there and it's catching more people, right?
Yeah. If you want to get rid of your wrinkles, lose weight, grow more hair, whatever it might be, there are lots and lots of these free trial offers of these products. And these trial offers, you'll often see, people like Oprah or other celebrities that are supposedly endorsing these products. Well, here's what happens is, once again, they want to make you, you know, wrinkle-free and slimmer and grow more hair. So you're going to buy this product, you're going to get this free product on a free trial. And they're going to ask you to pay for shipping and handling, so they're going to get your credit card number. And here's what happens. Number one, the free trial, let's say the free trial is for 14 days. Well, that 14 days actually starts from the time that you place the order. So it may take a week or 10 days for that product to actually reach you, so you may only have just a few days to actually try the product. Number two, once they have your credit card number and all of that information, what they're going to do is they're going to continue to charge you monthly for something, and it's going to be like $100 or something like that. They're going to make it very, very difficult for you to get a hold of them to stop those charges. A lot of times their website will be up for a couple of months, and then they'll change it and call themselves something different and go to a different website. You're going to have to go through just a bureaucracy of getting switched to different people and calling different numbers and what have you before you can actually get somebody that will cancel the order, and that's after 3 months of them charging your credit card. This is big business, and these people know how to do this. They know how to be very, very stealthy. And, you know, when you see these celebrity endorsements, those people have not actually endorsed that product. They are using their image to do that. They don't want this their picture and their endorsement to be used any more than anybody else would. So you're seeing this. It looks legitimate. And hey, Frank, who doesn't want to, you know, get rid of their wrinkles, lose weight, and grow more hair? I mean, everybody in America is trying to do at least one of those things. So they are getting you and your vanity, and what they really want to do is get your credit card and charge you 3 or 4 months for something that really isn't going to do anything for you. Some of these products, like the weight loss products, there was one that really was just a laxative. So,
well,
know,
I guess it worked then, didn't it?
Yeah, that's one way to lose weight, I guess. But it's really not a weight loss product. But yeah, that's one way to do it.
I guess I can see why people might want to take advantage of offers like that. Now, and of course, you know, when you have somebody like yourself and me here, I mean, obviously, as you can see by looking at your radio, we are youthful, young, and perfectly, you know, weight, plenty of hair and all that kind of stuff is not a problem for us. So, now, you know, so here's an idea, too. And you and I were talking earlier off air about how to maybe make use of different, you know, like gift cards and that kind of stuff. You know, if you want to actually do a trial offer, I mean, and you actually have to, if you really want to buy something one time, this might be a way for you to use those. We've heard about, you know, used in scams, those green dot cards or whatever, you know, the kind of credit cards you get that you put a few bucks on. And now, why would you, if you really want to do this, why would you not get one of those? Put your 20, 30, 50 bucks on it, whatever, pay your first time fee, and then there's no balance on it. So it automatically cancels because it runs out of money.
you know, that's an interesting suggestion.
I mean, if you really want to do this, if you really want to try this hair grow cream or whatever, and you really want to, you want to go ahead and cough up the 50 bucks to get your first 3 months, and you want to make sure that it doesn't automatically renew, get one of those cash balance cards, pay it, and then there's nothing left on it, so they'll never get any more money out of you unless you want to sign up again. I mean, that's just an idea.
Yeah, no, I that would be interesting to see what kind of reaction you'd get from them if they got your card and couldn't continue to get money out of you every month.
Yeah.
That's an interesting approach.
You know, maybe the best way to fight con artists is to con them. hey, there's something else new that's kind of going on. I mean, you guys have had Scam Tracker on your website for quite a while, but now there's something else new out there. It's called Ad Truth. Tell us, what's this all about?
Yeah, like Scam Tracker, it is a way for the consumers to tell BBB about advertising out there that they believe is either just false or misleading, or, you know, just is not appropriate advertising. It's called BBB Ad Truth. What you can do is you can go to our website, go to bbb.org/AdTruth, ADTRUTH, bbb.org/AdTruth, and you can report ads that you believe, like I say, are misleading or fraudulent, confusing, unsubstantiated. We will check into that, and we will try to you know, let the people know who are advertising that they should not be doing that. Our advertising guidelines are basically the same as the FTC advertising guidelines. So if you have that, we really want to try and, put as much information out there about these ads and let people know if there is something that is not truthful, misleading, and the public is really the best watchdog out there for us. So if you do have that, please go to bbb.org/AdTruth. Let us know about it, and we'll check into it.
Yeah, because let's face it, if there is something out there and it takes advantage, somebody is going to want to tell about it, and this is a great way for folks to spread the word. And then you guys check it out and make sure that, you know, the complaint's legit, and if it is, then everybody gets to know about it. So that's...
Absolutely, yeah. We're out here to try to create a trustworthy marketplace, and if there's advertising out there that, you know, is not truthful, we want to try and eliminate that. So it's another great tool out there, and the best watchdogs that we found are consumers. We've had great success with our Scam Tracker, and hopefully we will have equal success with Ad Truth.
In all fairness, if you want to keep from being taken advantage of, you're going to put a little effort in this yourself, and that means you need to go to the BBB website and kind of read up on what's going on out there. Speaking of Scam Tracker, folks can still take advantage of that as well.
Absolutely. You can go to scamtracker.org, and you can look to see what scams are happening in your area, or if you've been scammed or attempted to be scammed, please report that. It's very easy to do. Once again, just go to scamtracker.org. If you want to report a scam, just click on the report a scam button. Very easy to do. We get reports in every day on scams. And then, Frank, what we do with that information, in fact, this will be coming out in the next couple of months. Every year we take all those reports from across the country. We compile those. We look at what are the top scams, who gets scammed, what type of tactics are people using to scam. So we do a comprehensive report on that so that we know kind of the trends in scams, and we report that out. So we really need the public to help us keep BBB informed and the public informed about scams through Scam Tracker.
All right. Tim Minuscello with the Better Business Bureau of Indiana. Thank you, sir. We're looking forward to hearing about that. Of course, we'll probably get together and talk about what some of the biggest scams are coming up here on one of our future shows. But again, BBB.org is the website. Also, you'll find Scam Tracker there, and also the new deal. It's called BBB.org/AdTruth, where you can talk about whether or not you think ads are truthful or not. Tim, thank you. And we'll see you again next week on Focus on Community.
You've been listening to Focus on the Community, a weekly public affairs program that focuses on issues and events in our community. To be considered as a guest on Focus on the Community, contact us by calling 812-420-2518. Be sure and tune in again next week at this time as we focus on the community.